This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Union Cabinet has approved the Pradhan Mantri Surya Sarovar Yojana PMSSY for development of floating solar photovoltaic projects with energy storage systems. Addressing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the scheme has been approved with a total outlay of 5,070 crore rupees. He said the scheme envisages the development of 5,000 megawatt of floating solar photovoltaic projects with co-located energy storage systems having a minimum storage capacity of 2 hours totaling 10,000 megawatt hours. The Union Cabinet also given its approval to the continuation of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme from 2026-27 to 2030-31. Mr. Vaishnaw said a total financial outlay of 3.15 lakh crore rupees has been approved for this scheme during the period of 5 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared a video carrying a message against abusive language and hate, saying that abuses never solve anything. In the video message posted on his social media handles, Mr. Modi said, "The country and the world has witnessed what happened at the Jantar Mantar where some mischievous children used very abusive language. Mr. Modi said, it is a time to embrace these children and show them the right path."
बचपन में गलतियां होती हैं और बचपन में गलतियों से सुधरने का अवसर भी होता है। एक गुमराह बच्चे हैं, उनको राह दिखाना हमारा काम है। उनको सजा देना, अदालतों के चक्कर कटवाना, समाज में उनको प्रताड़ित करना, इससे हम परिस्थितियां नहीं बदल पाएंगे। मैं उन्हें माफ करना चाहता हूं। समाज भी मेरी इस बात को स्वीकार करे। मैं इन बच्चों को कहता हूं, बच्चों आओ, हम देश के लिए साथ मिलकर के आगे बढ़े। देश बहुत आगे बढ़ रहा है, आगे बढ़ने वाला है और आपका भी आगे बढ़ना निश्चित हो, यही मेरा सपना है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka today. In Andhra Pradesh, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Alluri Sitaram Raju International Airport at Bhogpuram, Andhra Pradesh, developed under the public-private partnership mode at a cost of over 5,600 crore rupees. The Greenfield Airport has been designed to handle 6 million passengers annually. The Prime Minister will also dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of national highway projects worth over 1,880 crore rupees. After concluding his visit to Andhra Pradesh, Prime Minister will reach Mysuru, Karnataka, where he will inaugurate the Swami Vivekanand Cultural Youth Center, Vivek Smarak. India said the so-called elections in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, stand as a humiliating rejection of the Pakistani establishment. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "Pakistani establishment continues to unleash ruthless force against peaceful civilians in POJK." He said the crackdown has resulted in the tragic death of over 40 civilians and serious injuries to many. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to his Iranian counterpart Abbas Araghchi last evening and conveyed India's deep concerns at the ongoing hostilities in the region. During the telephonic conversation, Dr. Jaishankar strongly urged that attacks on commercial shipping and seafarers be avoided under any circumstance. He stressed that India condemns any such attack by any party. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri concluded his two-day official visit to Bhutan. During his visit, Mr. Misri co-chaired the 5th India-Bhutan Development Cooperation Talks for the 13th five-year plan of Bhutan. During the 5th plan talks, both sides reviewed the overall progress and implementation of Government of India's support of 10,000 crore rupees for Bhutan's 13th five-year plan. Flood crisis has deepened in Odisha as the Mahanadi and its tributaries continue to swell following incessant rainfall in the upper catchment areas. 15 districts have been affected, with vast stretches of villages, roads and agricultural land remaining inundated. Authorities have stepped up rescue and relief operations amid warnings of further flooding in downstream districts. And Indian judoka Smit Day and Harsh Singh created history by winning judo gold medals for the first time in Commonwealth Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.